All right, Joshua chapter 1. This evening, Joshua chapter 1. I hope you're glad, as she just sang. Sometimes I wonder, how could you miss Sunday evening church? What a blessing it's been already tonight. I trust your heart is stirred by what the Lord is doing in hearts, and how we're just singing about Jesus Christ tonight ought to stir your heart. Joshua chapter 1. If you were at the University Bible Study Tuesday night, don't tune out. You need to keep listening. The Lord impressed upon my heart to preach the same lesson or truth that we gave in the University Bible Study. So those that were there, I guess the Lord says you need it twice, thinks you need it twice. So it's an important truth, though, and we need it deep in our hearts. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9 is where we're going to read. And then we'll be looking at other portions in the book of Joshua. Verse 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. From Egypt and the Red Sea to Israel's Jordan River, the nation of Israel's journey had been marked by miracles. Now they stood at the brink of the Jordan River, looking across to a land that God had promised them. A land that He said, every place the sole of your foot doth tread upon will be yours. The land that He was filled with giants, a land that was filled with cities walled up to heaven, as the previous generation had stated. A land that God had promised to this generation of people that they could go forward and win every battle and take the land that He had promised them. In one sense, in God's eyes, it was a done deal. The land was Israel's. But yet they had to go forward by faith and take the land. Each city that they came into contact with was an opportunity for them to experience God's deliverance as they moved forward by faith. Yes, they had to fight battles, but God promised as they fought those battles, He would fight for them and give them the victory. Tonight I want to look at two cities, Jericho and Ai. For both represent a very key truth in the life of every Christian. As a Christian, we are on a spiritual journey. When you get saved, it doesn't end, it starts. God puts you on a journey of growing closer to Him, in a closer relationship with Him, letting Him control more of your life as you learn of Him and as you walk through the Christian life. And in many, many ways, as you compare the Christian life to the nation of Israel, you can find many parallels, many similarities. And certainly this comparison of the nation of Israel as they walk into the promised land, a walk of faith, every battle they came to, God had promised them victory as long as they followed His commands. But yet we learn some important truths from this illustration of the nation of Israel as they come to the first two battles, Jericho and Ai. And of course, many of us tonight are familiar with these two battles. But I trust the Lord will point out to us these very important truths as we look at these two cities. The title of my message is A Tale of Two Cities. A Tale of Two Cities, because both cities represent absolutely key truths in the life of every Christian. And may God teach us these important truths. Let's pray. Lord, I pray as we look at these two cities, very familiar stories, I pray that the familiarity of these would not cause us to lose our focus and seeking God for the truth that He wants us to have tonight. And may these truths that Jericho and Ai illustrate cause us as Christians to seek after God, to live a life of faith, so that we can see the walls come tumbling down, the battles in our own lives, that we need victory. I trust that tonight we'd find the victory in Jesus Christ, and that as these two cities illustrate important truths, that we would apply them to our lives. Lord, we pray for each Christian here to take that next step of faith forward, whatever it may be in their life. Now, we ask for your blessing and your wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. We have two cities, two battles, two outcomes, and two important lessons from these two cities. It's a tale of two cities. Israel now, in Joshua chapter 1, was camped just on the outside of the Jordan River, waiting to cross the river. Joshua chapter 3, they crossed the river. And there, God had promised them, He said, you go forward, every single battle you go and face the enemy in, every city you come to, I will give you the victory. They'll be defeated before you as long as you follow my prescribed plan. And so, of course, the first city they come to is Jericho. Jericho was an absolutely tremendous city. It wasn't big in comparison to modern cities. It was, I forget exactly how many acres it was, but it wasn't a vast amount of acreage. It was maybe a couple football fields put together. It was the size of the city. So it wasn't a mammoth city like in the terms that we think of today. But yet this city had walls around this city that had caused the first generation to look at this and say, we could never win this battle. And of course, the nation of Israel, they weren't a people that had great military might. They weren't a people that had all the weapons that and the fortitude and the military strength that some of these other cities had. So when they looked at these cities walled to heaven, they saw impossibilities. They said, how could we ever do this? But you know what? God had another way for them. And you know what? Tonight, it's very important for us. Every single Christian here tonight is going through a journey. They have walled cities in their own life. Strongholds maybe of Satan in their thinking. Things in their life that you are trying to get victory over, that God wants you to get victory over, and God has promised. God has given many promises to believers that He will help us win the victory. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So in many ways, we're just like the nation of Israel. We've stepped into that promised land. And with first battle we come to, for them was Jericho. But for the Christian here tonight, what is your Jericho? What is your Ai? What is the city? What is the battle that God is helping, wants you to get the victory over? Maybe it's something you've been battling for many, many years. Maybe it's something that you've just come upon. It's a new battle. You've never faced this before and you can see it looming and you're thinking, boy, there's no way that I'm possibly going to get the victory over this. Well, you know what it's like a little bit for the nation of Israel. Can you imagine this people crossing the Jordan and seeing this city walled, strength, an emblem of strength, and them thinking, how are we going to win this battle? How are we going to conquer this city? But God promises to fight the battle for us. So we have here two cities, Jericho and Ai. Of course, these were the first two battles that the nation of Israel was going to face. And if you've been in our Sunday school, you can understand in your mind where Jericho is and where Ai is, just a little up the road from Jericho. But these were the cities that were in the path of the nation of Israel, the first two cities. And these two cities illustrate a very, very important truth that we'll highlight at the end. First of all, we have Jericho, two cities. Jericho, a city walled to heaven, an impossible situation. But you know what was interesting? As Israel crossed the Jordan and came to the city of Jericho, Jericho was all walled up. All the doors were closed. The gates were closed because the people in the city had heard of what the God of Israel was able to do. Here was a city that was really shaking in their boots. They were standing there in that city and they had heard of all the tremendous things that God had done for the nation of Israel. But it didn't change the fact that Israel was now standing before them. They had no defense. They had no serious weapons. And so they were going to have to look to God. You know, in life, when you get to those situations where it looks impossible, start praising the Lord because He's going to have to deliver you. And those are tremendous things that strengthen our faith. But here, Jericho, tremendous city, and the nation of Israel standing there looking at how in the world are we going to be able to do this. But then in comparison, you have the city of Ai, not much farther inland from Jericho. This city was a small city. From a human perspective, it looked possible to be able to defeat. It didn't have the same walled structures as Jericho. And as we'll look later, but when Israel comes to defeat Ai after Jericho, the spies said, "Oh, we only need 3,000 men because we can take this city. It's not a problem." And so you have two cities with, in one sense, are very different. One is a very big city, humanly impossible. The other one is a city that, from a human's perspective, oh, it's possible. We could defeat this city. But then we have two battles. Two different battles. And of course, in your mind, I'm sure you're very familiar with these two stories. But here, Joshua chapter 6, verse 3 through 5, the Lord lays out for Joshua how they are supposed to battle Jericho, how they are supposed to defeat this city. Look at verse 3. "And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people ascended up, every man straight before him." Here we have an incredible story, a way that God had provided clearly. This was no Israelite could take the praise for getting the battle in this one. This was something that God had completely done. It was a humanly impossible situation. There was no way that they could humanly conquer Jericho. They couldn't surround it and start hitting at the bricks and with their shovels or whatever and try to tear the city down. It just wasn't going to happen. Jericho was stronger than them. But in the midst of their impossibility, God stepped in. And of course, He reminded Joshua right at the end of chapter 5. He comes and he has a meeting with the Lord of hosts and reminds them, this might be an impossibility, but notice who is with you. He was reminding that the Lord of hosts was with him. And I can't help but think of the verse, if God be for us, who can be against us? And as a Christian, we have that same promise. We have that same truth. God is on our side. And we are going to face battles in our life. We are going to face temptations. We're going to face trials. But God is there to fight the battles with us and will give us the victory. Then we have this incredible outcome. The walls of Jericho fall flat. Now, if you study a little bit of Jericho, it was very tall walls. I can't remember exactly. What was it, 50 feet, Heath? 30 feet tall. Walls 30 feet tall. Very tall walls. And very thick. And this a particular city had 2 levels of walls. And they were up on a hill. And so it just made this city loom across the plains. And yet, God gave a tremendous victory here in Jericho. The walls came tumbling down. We sing the kids' songs about the walls of Jericho, and we study it in Sunday school and teach them these important lessons. But there is an incredible truth here, that God wants to do the impossible things in our life. And truly, Israel was at a place of impossibility. Jericho, there was no human way that they could conquer that city. But yet the outcome, God stepped in. God gave the victory. He did something that no human could take the credit for. It was all of God. And so Jericho there is defeated. You can read the story there in Joshua chapter 6, how they plunder the city. The walls come tumbling down and the city is destroyed by fire. And they are able to take the gold and the silver and put it in the treasury of the Lord. And God gets an incredible victory. But then, in contrast, we have the story of Ai, the city and the battle of Ai. Soon after, you can see this in Joshua chapter 7, right at the beginning. The children of Israel destroy Jericho. And Joshua sends spies over to Ai and says, go over to Ai there and look at that city spied out and see what is necessary for us to do. And the men come back and they say, we only need 2,000 or 3,000 men. This city is a piece of cake. And so Joshua sends 3,000 men up to Ai. And the people, that the 3,000 men go up to Ai and they flee from Ai. 36 men were destroyed. Now, if you are familiar with this story, the reason 36 men were destroyed was because when Israel was destroying Jericho, God had told Israel not to take of the accursed thing. You're going to see gold and you're going to see silver, and if you take that unto yourself, it is a curse. Don't take it. And of course, we all know the story, I trust, of Achan, and how as they were plundering the city, he was alone, and he saw some gold and silver and some garments that were very costly. And he says, no one's going to know that I took this. And he took it and took it back to his tent and buried it to save for himself. And so the men go off to Ai and they're defeated. Why? Because sin was in the camp. Sin had taken God's blessing away from Israel. So we have here in Ai an important lesson that Israel had in Jericho, they had defeated Jericho with the Lord's help and strength. But then they go off to Ai, but little did they know that God's blessing and God's help was not with them. And this is an important illustration to us. You have two battles with two outcomes, completely different outcomes. And you look at Joshua chapter 7, and you see how Joshua, when the men come back and they're defeated and 36 men are destroyed, Joshua was completely blown away. How could this happen? God, you promised that every place where the sole of our foot treads, we'd win this battle. And yet 36 men died. That was completely, Joshua thought God had broken his promise. What was it? And God said, Joshua, get up from your face. There's sin in the camp. That is the reason why Israel lost today, was because you have broken God's command. Remember in Joshua chapter 1, 3 times, he says, be strong and of good courage and do everything I command you. God had laid out very clearly, this is how you're going to win the battles. You're going to, every place where the sole of your foot treads, you're going to win the battle. Unless you break my commands. Unless you don't do it my way. And Ai isn't that illustration. They were destroyed because of sin. So we see here two cities, two battles, and two outcomes. But the main thing I want to look at tonight is two major lessons that we can learn from these cities. And I'm sure your mind is going already to important truths that can be learned from here. But I want to look at Jericho and Ai and compare these two major illustrations and lessons that we can learn for the Christian life. Remember, every Christian in here is on a journey. And you are going to face in your life, maybe you're not right now, but you have along the way, you have faced impossible situations. You have faced Jerichos that you needed God to step in and give you the victory. Let's look at Jericho. Jericho reminds us that God dependence is the key to victory. God dependence or faith is the key to victory. You can see that in Jericho so clearly. Humanly impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. God had commanded them, go forward. You're going to win this battle. The first generation had failed to step into that land and to take the promise, the land that God had promised them. But the second generation rose up in faith under Joshua and said, we're going to go forward. We're going to conquer this land. And so Jericho is a great lesson of faith, God dependence. Hebrews chapter 12 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The whole book of, whole chapter of Hebrews 11 is all about people who went forward by faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 30 says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. The people could have stepped back in unbelief. They could have said, you know what, we're not going to be able to win Jericho. Why don't we try some other city? Let's go some other route. But no, they stepped forward and they said, we're going to go forward because God is going to give us the victory. It was their faith that led to the walls of Jericho coming down. Tonight, what is your Jericho? What is the Jericho in your life? All of us on a Christian pilgrimage are going to come to Jerichos. We're going to come to those cities or those places in our lives that, like Jericho, are impossible situations. Maybe it's bitterness in your life. Maybe it's some sin in your life. Bitterness. And you have tried to conquer this. You've tried to see the roots of bitterness taken out of your life. But friends, the same truths that we learn, that we see here with Jericho, is what has to be applied to your life. It is God dependence. It is faith. Looking to Him for the victory in your life. Jericho is so amazingly contrasted with Ai. Ai illustrates self-dependence. It illustrates what it's like when sin comes into our lives and we try to accomplish spiritual things in the power of our own flesh and our own strength. Friends, self-dependence won't get us anywhere in our spiritual journey. Yes, we have to go forward and fight the battles, but it is looking to Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. It's looking to Him as the source of our strength, not looking to us as some way humanly being able to conquer the battles that we face in our own life. What is your Jericho? What is it? Maybe it's been a long time. Maybe it's been that battle in your life is an AI right now. You've faced it many, many times, and every time you get running. You had run away from it. I can't get the victory over it. Maybe it's in your marriage. There's conflict in your marriage and you try to get the, you try to do something to rectify your marriage, but it just keeps failing. Learn from Jericho. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking to Him to enable you to get the victory in your life. Maybe it's bitterness, as I said. Maybe it's some relationship you have. Maybe it's with your children and you can't, you just don't know how to lead your children. Maybe you have a conflict in the home with your children. And God wants you to get the victory and you say, I just don't know how to get the victory in my life. I just don't know how to defeat this. I don't know how to see the walls of this sin broken and destroyed in my life. Friends, it's the same, you're going to have the victory the same way Jericho had victory. It was stepping back and saying, you know what, God, You promised us this land. We don't deserve this land, but You promised it over and over again. You said every place where the sole of your foot treads, you'll be able to possess it. The enemy will be destroyed before you. God had promised that to Israel. And friends, God promises that to us. He promises regular victory in our lives that we don't have to see strongholds the rest of our life. Maybe you're here as a Christian and just think, you know what? It's just going to be with me the rest of my life. I'm going to struggle with that same temptation. I'm going to struggle with that same attitude the rest of my life. There's just no reason even trying. Friends, you're letting that city of Ai rule in your life. You're letting the truth of self-dependence, just giving it up, rule in your life. God has promised victory through Jesus Christ. And when we step forward in faith and claim the promises and say, God, I can't do this in my own strength, but I'm trusting You and I'm going to move forward because You said to obey me and to step forward. And so in obedience, I'm going to step forward and trust You to enable me to see the victory in my life. Friends, there is a stark contrast between Jericho and Ai tonight. Self-dependence or God-dependence? The Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. How much of your life is pleasing to God tonight? How much of your life is characterized by faith? Trusting God to do the impossible. Could someone look at your life tonight and say, you know what, his life is characterized by faith. He is constantly trusting God to do something impossible. He's constantly trusting God to fulfill His word and His promises. Or would people look at your life and say, no, their life is pretty humanly able to be described by human terms, not supernatural terms. When you look at Jericho, there was nothing humanly that you could describe it by other than simple faith and obedience. And friends, that's what our lives need to be marked by, obedience, because we're putting our faith in God's promises. If there's something, a sin in your life, do you really think God wants it to be there the rest of your life? No. He wants you to step forward in faith and say, God, I can't do this, but you can enable me. I can't do this in my own strength. I need your help. And that's exactly what Jericho illustrates. It illustrates the Christian who says, you know what, I can't win this battle. Lord, what do you want me to do to win this battle? Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And you step forward by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is your life characterized by faith? The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Friends, we can't use carnal means, fleshly means, to accomplish spiritual things in our life. We have got to use the tools that the Word of God has given us. His Word, obedience to His Word, and stepping forward in faith. It takes faith to truly obey God's Word. Because God is going to call us to impossible things. He's going to call us to things that we cannot do in our own strength. And these two cities illustrate it in a tremendous way. What is your Jericho tonight? Also, from these, the major lesson that we learn from these two cities is God dependence versus self-dependence. And friends, much of Christianity is described by self-dependence. Churches, they have human means. They create all sorts of programs and they manufacture things from a human perspective. But may God look at this church and say, this church is a church that is moving forward by faith. They're not trusting all the programs they have to bring people to Christ. They're trusting God to do it. Is your life described by a life of faith? You know, maybe sometimes spiritual truths can be a little fuzzy in our mind, and we need illustrations to help us understand what exactly it means. Let me explain it this way. I heard once of a preacher who was saved later in his life. And when I say later, it wasn't as a young person, but he was, I think, a teenager, maybe a senior in high school. And as an unsaved teenager, he was addicted to rock and roll music. And he loved it. It satisfied his flesh. He knew all the songs, and he loved rock and roll music. Well, the Lord saved him and delivered him from that. But, you know, as any Christian, we're on a journey. And at the moment of salvation, everything does change. But we still fight the flesh. And we still have battles that we're going to have to get the victory in. And so for him, the rock and roll music was lingering on into his Christian life. And it was later, maybe a year later, he went off to Bible college. And at the Bible college, of course, there was a rule against rock music. As a Christian, you shouldn't be listening to it. And so he knew that he liked rock music, but he knew he had to get rid of it in his life. And he said from the very start of that semester at school, he spent every day, he woke up and he looked to the Lord and said, God, I know this music is wrong and it needs to go out of my life, but my flesh likes it. Would you enable me to get the victory over this? Would you give me the strength to not listen to that rock music? Because God, in my own flesh, my flesh wants it. If I'm walking in my own flesh and strength, I'm going to cave in. I'm going to listen to that. Before long, I'm going to be out of here. And God, you've called me here. And he said for the first couple months, every single day, throughout the day, when that temptation would come to sing a song in his mind or listen to that music, he would cry out to the Lord, God, I can't do this. I need the victory. Would you give me the strength to say no to that temptation? Every day he was depending upon God for that strength. Within a couple months, he said the temptation was gone. God had given him complete victory in that. And he took away the desire for that music. Here was someone who had humanly impossible. Now, he could have maybe said, okay, I'm not going to listen to it, and so I'm going to go through, I'm going to throw out every music and CD, and you should, and I'm never going to go around a radio, and he could have done all these human things, but you know what? That's not the way we win a spiritual battle. Those help. We need to get those out of our life. But it was a looking unto Jesus, that constant dependence, a life of faith that gave him the victory in that. And that's a very practical illustration. But what is it in your life? What is the thing in your life, in your marriage, in your home, that is an impossible thing and you just are constantly struggling because of it? It's an AI in your life. You go to fight it and you run back in defeat. What is it in your life? You need to look to the Lord for that. So we have two major lessons that we can learn. God-dependence or self-dependence. But I want to notice a few other simple lessons that we can learn from these two battles. First of all, the same way the walls of Jericho came down, the captain of the host of the Lord was with Joshua, and he is with you as well. Remember when I said just back here in right before Jericho, in the end of chapter 5, and it came to pass, verse 13, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Friends, the Lord was reminding Joshua right here that he was the one that was going to give them to the victory. He was the one that was going to go before them and fight with them. The God of the universe, the God of Israel was with them. And you know what, friends? The same truth is for us as Christians. And you know what? In a greater sense, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. An even greater truth that the Old Testament saints didn't have. We get the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. And so even in a greater sense, we have no reason for excuse. We can get the victory over every single sin in our life. We can get the victory over every area in our life that we are defeated. God wants us to have the victory. Do you believe that tonight? In your own personal life, do you believe that? Do you really think God wants you to be defeated the rest of your life by a certain sin? Anger. Lustful thinking. God wants us to have the victory. And He has given us everything that we need to have the victory through Jesus Christ. Another important lesson from Jericho. Explicit obedience to God's specific commands is crucial. God uses the Word of God to teach us and to show us what the next step in our life is. Whatever your issue is, whatever your Jericho is, God has a specific way for that issue to be defeated. It's going to include faith. It's going to include looking to God and depending upon Him. Turn back to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 16. The Bible says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Verse 16, and they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Friends, if you are going to see walls in your life that are strongholds of Satan, strongholds of wrong thinking in your life, if you're going to see victory in your life, there must be explicit obedience to God's specific commands. Is that marked in your life? Is that the kind of person you are? Are you someone who is marked by explicit obedience? God, anything you want me to do, I'm going to do it. God, I need the victory in this area. What do you want me to do? And he shows you what he wants you to do, and you're willing to do it. Explicit obedience. Friends, that means any time the truth of God's word is given, we must obey it. Whatever it is. Maybe it doesn't specifically apply to the battle that you're facing in your life. But if it's a command of God's word, we have got to obey it. That is going to be the key to our victory. Just think for a moment. What if Israel, God had laid out very clearly the path to victory, especially with Jericho. You're going to walk around the city 6 times. And then on the 7th day, you're going to do it 7 times. Now, humanly, it's almost laughable, isn't it? You think, what in the world? Why would they do that? But God had laid out a very specific command. If they would have failed one day and said, you know what, we're just not going to go today, God would not have given them the victory. If they would have changed it and said, you know what, God, that's a little extreme. I'm just going to do it. We're going to do it all in one day. Jericho wasn't that big. They could have walked around it 20 times in a day. But they had to obey God's command specifically. They had to blow the trumpet when it was the right time. They had to shout when it was the right time. All those were a sequence of God's plan to getting the victory there. And you know what, friends? Whatever the issue is in your life, God in His Word has a specific way to have victory. Are you willing to follow it? Are you willing to follow God's commands in your life? From AI, moving over to AI, there's several other key truths that we can learn. First of all, we see, other than self-dependence here is vividly portrayed, we also see that they didn't seek God's help or leading. They defeated Jericho, and you see no instance of them looking to God. Joshua didn't cry out to the Lord, Lord, what's the next step you want us to take? They just immediately said, you know what? Let's go take Ai. Now, in one sense, that was fine. God said, every place the sole of your foot treads on, you're going to win that battle. And you're going to see victory. And so, in one sense, you can't fault them because they're like, wow, God just did this. Let's go see the next city destroyed. But you don't see here any looking to the Lord until after they were defeated. Friends, we need to be constantly looking to the Lord. We might get a victory in our life. And praise God for that victory. But don't get your eyes off of Him. Don't go to the next battle without God. I guarantee it, if Joshua would have cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, are we ready to go to the next battle? How do you want us to win this battle? When they came back to Ai the second time, God had a very clear plan for them how to win that battle. And He probably wanted them to do it the first time. I don't know. But they didn't look to Him for that. And of course, we also notice that sin always sets us up for failure and setbacks. Sin always gets us off of God dependence to self-dependence. And that was the issue here. They were in self-dependence and illustrating it because God wasn't with them. Sin had taken them off of that path of God's blessing. And now they were on this path of self-dependence, fighting alone without God. Do you ever feel like that in your own life? You're fighting a battle alone? Well, maybe it's because you're doing it in your own strength. Maybe it's because there's sin in your life that you haven't dealt with. And friends, until you deal with that sin, you won't be doing it with God's strength. You have got to deal with the sin that's in your life if you are going to move forward and have victory. AI illustrates that perfectly. We have got to deal with the sin in our life. Another important lesson that we can learn from AI is after a great victory, the tendency is to think, oh, I got this now. Isn't that humanly the tendency? To think, you know what? I got this now. We just defeated this walled city, this little city. We don't even need everyone to go. We can do this. We can get the victory over this. But no, they couldn't. They still needed God's help just as much. And often, friends, when the situation looks impossible, we turn to God and say, God, we can't do it. But then when the situation looks like, you know what, we can do this humanly, we start thinking, oh, I got this. And it shows us again our tendency to self-dependence, looking to self to get the victory. And friends, we cannot afford that in our own life. In a somewhat humorous way, it kind of reminds me of a sports team. You know, I think of the Milwaukee Bucks. They could play the best team in the NBA. And they win, and they beat them, and everyone's like, wow, they just beat the best team in the NBA. And then the next night, they go and they lose to the worst team. And you think, how can they do this? But so often in our Christian journey, in our Christian pilgrimage, we come and we face an impossibility, and it drives us to our knees and say, God, I can't do this. And then we get up and we see the victory, and we come to the next thing, and we think, wow, I just got the victory over that. Praise God. God gave me the victory. I think I can win this one now. And we go off and we fight it alone, and we lose. Look out for those small things that we think we can do humanly. Friends, it's just a reminder, everything in our life has to be done through God's strength. And friends, when we're filled with the Spirit, we're doing it in His strength. You know, every message that a preacher preaches is either a Jericho or an Ai. It's either going to be a message that they're looking to the Lord and say, God, I can't convey this truth with my own strength. I can't do this alone. I can't communicate spiritually to these people. They need your Spirit to minister to them. And every preacher, when he gets up to preach, is either going to preach a Jericho message or an Ai message. It's either going to be a message that humanly, that they do in their own strength or they do in God's strength. A message where God steps in and delivers them, or a message where they look for their own deliverance. And the same is true for every area of our life. Are you looking to God or are you looking to yourself? Friends, if we're honest, this is a big deal in our life. We have the tendency so much to live most of our Christian life in the flesh. And you know what? It has caused so many people to get disillusioned about the Christian life. And they think, you know what? The Christian life is a life characterized by defeat, with victories interspersed throughout it, but not regular victory. What a sad thing. That is not the life that Jesus died for us to have. The victory. He died. He won every victory, and now He lives in us, and so we can have every victory. Friends, your life, the Christian life, biblically, is ought to be characterized by regular victory. And when defeat comes, we're surprised, just like Israel was. They lost at Ai. What? We weren't supposed to lose any battles. And yet so many Christians live their life, oh, just going to keep being defeated. Wow, I just got a victory. That's great. And then back to defeat. Friends, that's not the way it's supposed to be. If that's your Christian life, you're missing what God has for you. You're missing the tremendous blessings that God has for you. And it's an indication that your life, you're living the Christian life empowered by self. Friends, that's a big deal, because it's not of faith. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Friend, is your life pleasing to God? Would your life be characterized by Jericho tonight or Ai? A life of impossibilities where God is giving the victory. Where you live daily dependent upon God with your eyes on Jesus. Saying, God, I can't do this in my own strength. When I am weak, then is He is strong. Or is your life characterized like Ai? Regular defeat. I'm just going to have to live this way. I'm just going to have to get used to it. Friends, if that is your thinking, I challenge you tonight to change your thinking. Get it in accordance with God's Word. God wants you to experience regular, consistent victory in your life. Have you stopped trying to go forward? Have you stopped to try to get victory in a certain area of your life? Have you been stuck fighting the same battle over and over, and you can never seem to get victory in it? Friends, recognize the impossibility of the situation. Recognize that it is only through God's strength, through His energy, that we are going to be able to win that battle. We have got to see the victory in our lives. And friends, God wants us to see the victory. Praise God. You know what? Maybe your life is characterized by regular defeat. What you need to first of all do is start thinking, you know what? My thinking is wrong. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. It needs to be like Jericho. Regular victory. And so it starts with right thinking. You need to change your thinking and get it in accordance to God's Word. And then you need to do God's prescribed plan. Looking to Jesus. Fighting the battles, not in carnal, in a carnal means, fleshly means, but in spiritual ways. And stepping forward in every step of obedience that God wants you to take. And friends, with your eyes on Jesus and your feet moving forward, you can experience regular victory in your life. That is exciting. If you're sitting out there still discouraged, you're missing the truth. It's about Jesus. It's about looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. I trust that no Christian will leave here tonight with the wrong thinking in their mind. The thinking that says, I'm never going to get the victory in this area. I'm just going to have AIs the rest of my life. No, God wants your life to be marked by impossibilities. Not just through failures in our life. Not through sin that we need victory either. Not just that. But what about souls that we come into contact? Maybe there's situations at work where they're impossible. And you think, you know what? I'm going to have to just keep looking to Jesus. It's the same pattern, whatever it is. Whether it's a sin in your life, whether it's some thing that God wants you to move forward in your life, some ground to take to move forward, it doesn't matter what it is. Move forward by faith. May your life be marked by faith. The tale of two cities. One vividly illustrates a people looking unto Jesus, saying, God, this is an impossible situation, but we are going to move forward, obey you, and trust you to get the victory. Ai vividly illustrates what happens when sin gets into our lives, when we move from God dependence to self dependence, and we start fighting the battles in our own strength, we're going to lose. We need God's help. And so may God help us to be a church and individuals whose life is characterized by Jericho's, walls coming down, the impossible being done in our own life. And you know what? It doesn't matter who you are in here tonight, young person or an adult or senior citizen. The truth is the same. Are you trusting God for victory? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this vivid illustration that is so true today. Lord, all throughout the scripture, faith is what gets the victory. Faith, not just in anything, but faith in God, the one who has won the victory. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God that Joshua and the Israelites served is the same God that we serve today. And even in a greater sense, He now lives in us and has made every way possible for us to experience regular, consistent victory in our lives. May these people here tonight, your people, move forward, Lord, if there's wrong thinking and there's thinking that just says, I'm just going to have to struggle with this the rest of my life. I'm never going to be able to get victory. Lord, I pray that you would correct that thinking. And may people get in line with God's word and choose to walk by faith. With heads bowed, eyes closed, very practical applications tonight. Friends, maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, you know what, I have had the wrong thinking. For so long, I have been struggling with some issue, and I know it's wrong, but I've just come to a point where I've just said, you know what, I just can't get the victory. I'm not going to be able to win that battle. And you've given up, and you've had the wrong thinking. You say, God, show me tonight that I've had the wrong thinking. And as long as I have the wrong thinking, I'm never going to have that victory. And maybe there's someone here tonight, God has showed you, you've been doing it all in the flesh and you've had the wrong thinking, and you say God has shown you tonight the wrong thinking. Is there anyone here like that tonight? Amen. Amen. All right. Maybe there's other people here tonight that God has shown you a specific area in your life. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's not a sin. Maybe it's something that you just need to step in faith. God has called you to do it. You know, going into the ministry, responding to God's call to preach, that's an impossible thing. Every time I get up to preach, I realize how impossible it is. And you know what? Maybe God's calling you something impossible. And you realize, you know what? The key is going to be looking to Jesus, just like the people did at Jericho, looking to Jesus, obeying Him explicitly. And you say, you know what? God has called me to do something. There's some sin in my life that I need to deal with. Something that is going to require obedience and faith. And you say, God has shown me that tonight, and I need to deal with it. Is there anyone here tonight? All right. Amen. Amen. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd help your people. Lord, this is a simple truth, but it has huge ramifications. And so, Lord, help us to be looking unto Jesus. Help us to be a people characterized by faith. And Lord, we'll trust you for the victory in Jesus' name. Amen.